Hey, here we are. Happy Monday, everybody. And it seemed like longer than normal for us to be apart. I'm so glad to be back. I don't know, maybe there's just too much fun going on. I don't know. Are you getting outside? Are you enjoying yourself with the weather? It's hot today, right? If you're watching live today here on the broadcast, Monday, August the 8th, 9th. Right? August the 9th. But like August the 9th. Summer's almost over. I'm sorry to say that. But we better get out and enjoy it as much as we can or we're going to regret it. Right? How you doing, everybody? Happy Monday to you. And I always wonder who will be first to say hello in the comments. It's usually Jesse or Danny. Sometimes it's Barry. Who's around today? Thanks so much for being here. Some great guests today, as always. Somebody asked me the other day, is Monday my favorite day of the week? I really enjoy Mondays because I do the show. And I also get out and do some other live broadcasting and stuff. I don't really have a favorite day of the week, to be honest with you. Like, I like Mondays because it's like the show day, and then Tuesdays are good days. Like, every day something's going on. So I know that sounds cliche. I am grateful for every day of the week, but I really am. I really am. I don't have – sometimes my Tuesday is my Friday, right? Last week, I think Thursday was my Friday, something like that. Yeah. Hey, it's Ian Linton is first today. Ian Linton, a.k.a. I Shot the Messenger. How are you doing, buddy? Thanks for being here. You getting ready for your show coming up this Saturday? Have you got a quick second? You know what? Ian, if you've got a quick second, I'll send you a link. We'll join you real quick. Before I have my other guests on, are you up for that? You want to join? Good afternoon, Barry. Let me know, Ian, if you want. I got a few minutes right here. We'll get you on here first, and I'll send you the link. How about that? And then I've got my other guests coming up. Ian Linton, a.k.a. I Shot the Messenger, going to be performing at Rooster. Okay, here we go. We're going to get Ian Linton on here real quick. Unplanned. And okay, I sent it to you because I didn't get a chance to get this poster that you sent me up either, right? And I've got some sponsors and stuff to talk about. We'll put them at the end. All right, so Ian Linton will be joining momentarily. Chris Luther Heath, right on, he says. Yeah, we'll get Ian Linton on here quick. And then Mr. Jay is going to be joining me talking about some live entertainment in Germain Park. And then we've got Dale Hillier is going to be joining me from the Steam Threshers. That's right, the Steam Threshers. We're going to be a part of that. It's going to be a busy Saturday, at least for me. And, well, real quick, I will say hello to my sponsors, or thank you to my sponsors. Where'd they go? Active Ears, always great supporters. Hughes Intelligence Security Specialists. We've got AG Event Graphics here in Signs SWO Group of Companies. Of course, our friends at Oswald's. Check them out at oswalds.com and Joe's Discount Tire. I know that was quick. We'll get back to them again. Real quick, there he is. Look at that.
Hello.
The magic of the interweb. Ian Linton, I Shot the Messenger. Happy Monday to you.
Happy Monday to you as well.
What are you doing today that you got time for me?
Well, I was right about to work out, but I always got time for you, Dave.
Oh, awesome. Look at that. I Shot the Messenger. Ian Linton, of course, he's been here a few times over the years, about 5-6 years we've known each other now, and he's super progressed. I was down at Wild Wing on the weekend, and a couple of the girls that work there, we were talking about you. So now tell everybody real quick what you got going on this week.
So this Saturday from 2 to 6, I will be performing at Rooster Music Hall in Sarnia.
And where, I know where that is, but some people are still going, where is the Rooster?
So it is on London Line. It is 2505 London Line. So if you just search that up in your maps, that's where it is.
It's down by, almost across from Greenwood Golf Course.
Yes.
Is out on the Golden Mile. So if you're from Sarnia, you know that. And of course, I had the privilege of seeing you a few weeks ago and got to sit with family and talk to them as well. And dad was there supporting you as well and taking care of the music for you. Is he going to be there playing the music for you again?
I know he we Yeah, he will be there for sure. But I think I'm going to have the music off to the side, do it a different way this time. But family's going to be there supporting again. So
you got to self-produce. You got to learn to self-produce. Like me, I got to press the buttons. And I can't afford the big I haven't hit the big time yet. I can't afford to pay my producer.
Well, that's the plan for this week.
Right on, right on. Now, is there a cost to get into the Rooster, or is it just come on out and have some drinks and enjoy yourself?
As far as I know, it's come on out. There might be a small charge.
Okay.
I'm not that I'm aware of so far.
Okay. And this just come up last minute for you, right?
Yeah, just on Friday. They said we have a spot available for you. So
for they called you up.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So you had reached out to them before just saying, hey, if I was around. And
yeah, so I had reached out to them, and then they reached back out to me saying that we have something open. Well, this coming Saturday now. So
awesome. 2 to 6 out at Rooster. I won't promise you I'll be there, but I'm going to put my effort in. I'm going to be out in Forest at the Steam Threathers for a while, but it's 2 to 6.
2 to 6. Yes.
Okay. I think we could probably squeeze it in, but I won't pinky swear you this time, like I did last time.
All right.
I will put it on my list, buddy, for sure. And, so tell everybody, so quickly, what's your style right now? Like, you've kind of jumped all, you've had been pretty eclectic over the years.
So honestly, my style right now, I don't really know how to describe it. I'd say it's kind of just a bit of everything with some rap involved. I started out as a rapper, so that's kind of what I've been going into, but it's a lot more rock heavy and a lot more blues and things like that as well.
Right. Right on. Well, I'm so glad that you said hello and took time out of your busy schedule. And I know away from your workout to pop on and say hello here. So I appreciate that. Anything else you want to put out there before I let you go, bud?
Just stream my music anywhere. I Shot the Messenger on all streaming platforms.
Right on. Okay, Ian, love you, buddy. We'll talk to you again soon. If I don't see you, break a leg on Saturday.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. My good friend, Ian Linton, just happened to be there, and look how we pulled that off, right? Love that music community is back in full force and more supportive than ever. Yeah, you know, Chris, well said, you know. And I think the music community has been supportive through the pandemic as much as they can be. I mean, we did the Friday Night Music Fever here in the beginning of the pandemic. And of course we had Chris and Beer Store Money on, and I know they're going to be playing downtown, and lots of live music happening. So Chris, feel free also to post in the comments there, let us know where your Beer Store Money is going to be playing. We should probably have you guys back here again pretty soon. Right. And yeah, it's endearing, I guess. That's one way of putting it, right? And I've been down at Nightlife downtown, Wild Wings, for the live music. And Mr. J is going to be coming on here in just a few moments to talk with us. I'm not sure if he's having trouble getting on here or not. I want to make sure he's got the links. But yes, in the meantime, by all means, Chris, post out there where you're going to be. Oh, there's Jesse. I was getting worried, Jesse. Are you working today, Jess? Or are you got nothing better to do? You're hanging out with me. But you're usually, Ian Linton beat you here first, so I was getting a little worried, right? And I haven't heard from Danny yet. Barry Loxton's out there saying hello. And like I say, Chris is out there happy to see more of the music coming along. You're off today. So what do you do on a Monday when you're off out there? And, Aaron Sisson is out there. Aaron, haven't heard from you in a while. He's watching on YouTube. What are you up to today, Aaron? What do you got going on in the music world or wrestling world? Anything going on? Boy, all these names that I haven't seen in a while are popping up. Must have something to do with things opening up or whatever. I know Aaron Sisson was doing a bit of a show for a while. And I will come back again to this because I did it really quickly. But couldn't do this show without the sponsors. Really grateful for all the support I've had. Coming up on 10 years in November. We're planning some kind of party. Not exactly sure what yet, but we're planning something. And I recently got nominated for the Outstanding Business Achievements Awards. I got nominated for Business of the Year. So really excited about that as well. And I submitted several local businesses have been nominated as well. So it'll be interesting to see who's coming about with that. But Active Ears Hearing Centers, once again, where better hearing begins with you. Hughes Intelligence Security Specialists, Huron Signs SWO, a part of the AG Event Graphics group of companies. Oswald's, get their menu at oswalds.com, and of course, Joe's Discount Tire. And this past Sunday, of course, we were out in Petrolia at the Western Ontario Outlaws Extreme Lawn Tractor Racing. Lawn Tractor Racing. Yes, it's a thing. We've been live streaming it out there for about 3 years. They've been around about 5 or 6 years now, and really exciting. You can catch that on the Show with David Burrows page and also on the Video Show Network. We'll talk about that coming up. Okay, so Chris says, we got tons of plans. We'd love to sit down and chat one of these days. We'll be out at Big Family's Beer Garden this Saturday. Tons of shows booked all over. All right, so Beer Store Money, I'll send you a link. We got to have you guys back on the show to talk about that, right? And then August 21st, Valley X. Chem Valley Wrestling returns to Sarnia on August the 21st. Wow. That's the first I've heard of that, Aaron. So you got to send me a message, and let's get you back on the show here too. Let's get Beer Store Money. Okay, let's set it up right now. Next week, Aaron Sisson and Beer Store Money on the show. You guys ready for it? Let me know and we'll get you on here. All right. My first guest is here and ready, and we are excited to have him here. Mr. J, what's going on, buddy?
How's it going, Dave?
Good to have you here, man.
Thanks.
Yeah. I don't know how much you've been hearing of this conversation about talking about music. You know, obviously that's something that was missed over the course of the pandemic. Before we get to talking to what you're doing now, what kept you busy through the pandemic?
Music, and that's the only thing that really kept me sane through the whole thing. So,
yeah.
Well, that and my beautiful wife. So, but
there you go. And what did you do with your music? Were you recording, or were you just jamming at home, learning new stuff? What were you doing?
I decided it'd be a perfect time to take some of my original songs and actually get them recorded. So I did all that myself.
Just nice.
Sitting at home in the basement. So.
Yeah. I'm going to ask you a question. I know I just had Ian Linton on here real quick as he showed up, but how would you classify yourself as a genre?
I can't. That's the one thing that I do is I try to do like all of my love of music. So whether it be like a rock song, I'll write a rock song, or if it's a rap, I just wrote a rap song. Jazz, I have a jazz song, a blues song. It doesn't matter what it is. Like, if it's good music and I like it, then I'm just going to write what I like.
Have you always been like that?
No, I used to be a lot snottier than that, really.
Okay.
A little bit
what
of
do
a
you
musical
mean?
Snob. And
oh, okay.
It was back in my younger days, a lot more closed-minded when you're younger, right? So.
Yeah, maybe sometimes. Yeah. Or you're just trying to figure it out. You're not sure. I think it's just, we're not sure which direction we want to go a direction. We just don't know which one.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
You kind of like want to fit in, and you might get restricted in some areas, but when you get more comfortable with yourself, then you can just do whatever you want. So.
Yeah. Do you, man. At the end of the day, do what you love. And
exactly.
The pack will follow along that appreciate you the most. And I know you've got a website there, Mr. J Music. We invite everybody to visit that online. And can you purchase your music on there too?
Well, all my music's available on every streaming platform. So Spotify, Apple Music, whatever. But you can find all my music on my website as well. And you can download it for free. And I also have like some swag that you can get, like some t-shirts and hats and
okay, cool. Whatnot. Well, yeah. Can we talk about money for a minute here as far as musicians goes? Like, yeah. You know, obviously, okay, if you're out playing a gig, you get paid to do the gig. All right. And that's a whole other story as to how much musicians get paid. That's another show. But so that's the one way. And then like, but you're saying download my music for free.
Well, it's the only way people are going to even listen to it, and then even then, who knows, right? So
how are you making money with this then? If that's, I guess, what I was trying to get to. If you're not playing gigs,
well, I can be back to playing gigs. Right now, I'm kind of refining my stage show, so to speak. So I've been declining gigs for the last month, but I should be back at it in September.
Declining gigs, okay, because you just
want to
be.
I want it to be like the best that I can be. So And like I said, during the pandemic, I was mostly doing recording. So it's okay. A different animal than performing live.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Now, when you perform live, is it just you or do you bring others in or does that depend on the gig?
It's been me for the most part, but right now I'm starting to bring some other people into the fold. So I put it out there that I was looking for a percussionist, and then actually found a beatboxer that's really cool from India, and he's a really nice guy, and I think we're going to come up with some really interesting stuff.
Nice. It helps to click, right? And not just be doing the same kind of music or whatever, but it really helps to have personality click, I guess, in there. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, like I said, he's from India, so his English isn't very well, but music's a universal language, so yeah. We get along great.
And how did you discover him or each other?
I discovered him on Facebook in a music group. I saw him beatboxing with harmonica, and I just thought it was super interesting. So I just sent him a message and said, let's get together and create something.
Right. And it's going well. Well, we'll look forward to seeing that creativity come together. You're saying likely in September then?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll look forward to that. And we'll have to have you back to talk about that. But in the meantime, you've got something going on down at Germain Park. It's the Jam in Germain Park. What's going on there?
Well, I was walking by Germain, and it's a beautiful park. And I saw this great looking stage with seats all around it. And I thought, this thing needs to be used. So I contacted the city and asked them if I could put on an open mic. And I gave birth to this thing. And the first show was last Wednesday. And it had a really good turnout for the first time. About 60 to 70 people showed up.
Wow, that's awesome.
And yeah, it was just a magical night, I thought. Like the energy was amazing. So I enjoyed it. And I think everyone else did there too. So
anybody get bigger. Anybody can come out then and bring their own instrument, whether it's a guitar, harmonica, or whatever it is.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what it is. I'll figure out some way of getting you up there and your music heard. And it's not just restricted to musicians, too. I've been reaching out to local comedians as well. So there's a local comedian that's going to be coming out to a few of these as well. So
nice.
Should be fun. Yeah.
Now, just for the month of August, this is happening. And then do you see this as maybe something, as long as the weather holds nice, that you might continue it on?
I'm in talks right now to continue it indoors at a venue. So,
okay.
I'll let you know if that comes to fruition.
You can't tell us where, right?
Not yet. No.
It's not 100%. Okay. You let me know so we can.
But there is a great new music venue in Sarnia that just opened up. So, I don't know if it'll be that one, but I didn't say it wasn't.
Well, we know that I Shot the Messengers playing out at Rooster this week, so we'll see. I think it's fantastic that you know that you're doing this because, I've been involved with musicians over many, many years, and, some just want to show up and hope people show up, and then there's others like yourself who take the initiative to do something. If nothing's happening, let's create something and make it happen. That seems kind of like what you've done here, and you've built yourself a nice network of friends in the music world as well. So I'm guessing you reached out to all of them and say, come on, get down to Germain Park.
Yeah, I've been trying, and that's another beautiful thing about this is if people want to network with other musicians, this is a great opportunity. I had drummers coming up to me, people like playing percussion, asking like if anyone wants some percussion played with them, I'd be happy to do that. And I'm sure other musicians would be willing to play along with anybody else. So let's put the Jam into this open mic, I think.
Do you have a favorite instrument?
I play ukulele for my main instrument now. I used to play guitar, but I switched to ukulele. I just found that it got more attention.
Or you said ukulele?
Yep.
Oh, I did. That's the first time I've heard that. What's the difference?
The difference of what? A guitar and an ukulele?
I thought you said, I used to say ukulele, but you're calling it ukulele.
Yeah, I'm trying to be more Hawaiian with
it. Oh, okay. Because I was like, is there another instrument I hadn't heard about yet? Okay, all right.
Or I like to call it the tropical bass.
The tropical bass. Very nice, very nice. Well, and then you throw the pedal in there, and then you've got your own. How do you set yourself up? I always ask this question of musicians. How do you set yourself up for being in the right mood to play and give your best performance?
It's hard to say, really. It's just I'm pretty much always in the mood to play. Like, if I'm in a bad mood, playing helps me get into a better mood. So,
right. So it's just anytime you're just ready for it all the time.
I'm
right?
always ready for it. Yeah.
Right. Right. Now you said your wife was supports you in all this as well. How does she support you in this? Does she have a creative side too?
Oh yeah, she's a hairstylist and an artist. So, and she's just a lover of music as well. So if I'm on to something good, I can kind of see it in her eyes and her smile. So that kind of inspires me.
Yeah, right on. She comes out to your shows whenever she can too, I'm sure.
Yep.
Yeah, right on. So when you say you connected with this other young fella, will it just be the two of you, or do you think you'll add in like third or fourth people to make a band, or what are you looking at?
Yeah, probably a bass player or a keyboard player. So if anyone listening is interested, just let me know.
Right on. And they can reach out to you here at MrJMusic.com.
Yeah, you can do that. I'm also on Facebook at Mr. J as well.
Mr. J Face, I believe it is, right?
Yes.
Yeah, right on. We'll put that all in the comments after the show so people know how to find you. But I'm really happy that you decided to put this on. If I get a chance Wednesday night, I'll come out there and say hello. And if I don't get a chance to say hello, I'll at least do my best to hang out and listen. A lot of great local musicians here in town. And I think the open mics are important, because a lot of times there's, you know, musicians that we've heard of that have been around a while, but the open mics really, I don't think you can have enough open mics, because I think it gives everybody an opportunity to showcase himself and say, look at me, I'm here, right?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, right on. Thank you so much for being here, Mr. J. And any final thoughts before I send you away enjoy the rest of your day?
No, I'd appreciate it if you checked me out at MrJMusic.com. And I hope to see everybody this Wednesday and the following Wednesdays to come.
Right on. Thanks so much. All the best to you, Mr. J. Thanks for having me, Dave. You're welcome. Anytime, sir. Mr. J joining us here, creating the music and putting something together. Like I said, he took the initiative. He went out there and said, reached out to the city and said, hey, we want to use this. And now every Wednesday night, once again, we'll get that up on the screen, the Jam in Germain Park, open mic and jam every Wednesday night in August from 6 to 8. He said he's got some things coming up in September as well that he wasn't quite ready to tell us, but I know Mr. J is going to be pretty awesome. And he'll be looking forward to seeing all of you out on every Wednesday in August. And even if you don't play, hey, they need an audience to play to, right? So make sure you come out and say hello. Let's go back to the comments one more time before I go to my next guest. Got anything going on? I always got lots going on. Don't tease Marcus with a good time. He'll free bride of backseat for everyone. There you go. Right on. Thanks, Chris. And thanks to all of you for being here. All right. Well, let's take it a little further beyond Sarnia. We're going to head out to Forest right now. At least that's where we're going to be this Saturday with the Steam Threshers. Dale Hillier joining us. Thanks for being here, Dale.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having us.
You're very welcome. Boy, that was a great way that we just happened to meet on the weekend. It was kind of by accident. We had Chris invite me out there, and we flew the drone over. Well, what was that called that we saw on the weekend that we came up this past weekend?
That's our tractor caravan. We have it every year. Usually it's on the Friday before our show, but they had planned this months ago before we had decided to do a show. So they planned it for that Saturday to go out, and they take a drive out in the country and go have lunch at Joanne Augustine's is where they went this year.
Yep.
She made a beautiful lunch out there, and yeah, it was a good day. We had 88 tractors. That's a big time. You know,
it seemed like more than that, I'll tell you. I didn't count, but if you say 88, I believe you.
Well, it was 88 to 90, somewhere in there. I think we might have missed one or two, but yeah, that was a lot of tractors from what we normally have.
So that's great. Using, well, the weather, Mother Nature was very cooperative on the weekend.
Yes, it was. It was a very nice weekend for it. It worked. Couldn't gone any better. So we were pleased.
Yeah, and I, you know, being a city boy, I see all of that, right? I'm only related to the country. That's why I always tease my wife with. But it's really neat to see all the tractors. Like there were some new ones, of course, but there were some really old, some big, some small. Like, and so many people. I know my father-in-law. Like he rebuilds them and collects these things.
Yeah. That's a lot of those tractors are a passion for the guys that were driving them. They look after them, and there's a few of them you see that are actually used daily on the farm. Like they're not show pieces by any means, but they get used and they're still proud to bring them up and show them off. So that's what all our show is about. Like we like to see in the restored ones, but we like to see the ones that have been, you know, that have been used. And
yeah, for sure.
So
are you that guy? Do you do the old ones and rebuild them, or do you just,
I have one myself. I don't have the time or the financials to do any more. I personally have a 1947 Massey Harris 20.
Oh, wow.
That I've restored. Well, between my brother-in-law, my best friend and me, we've restored it back to brand new, or not quite brand new, but close enough. Yeah. So, and that's my baby. So, you know, I haven't touched it yet this year to get it going to go on the ride, but I'll have it ready. Hopefully have it ready for the show on this weekend. So,
yeah, well, let's talk about the show coming up this weekend, okay. From August 13th to 15th at the Forest Fairgrounds. What are we, how many years is, do you know how long this has been around?
This will be our 63rd show.
Wow.
We're the oldest steam show in the province.
Is that right?
We've been around since 1957 was the first show.
Because I was going to say, I remember my mother taking me, and I was just a wee boy, so that was over 40 years ago.
Yeah, so that was, we've been around since, like the first show was held just outside of Corona in 1957, and it was actually an all-steam show. They didn't want tractors there at that time. It was just supposed to be steam engines at that time, which... The tractors were kind of just the new thing. You know, they'd been around a little while by the time they did the steam show, but the first one. But, yeah, the steam engines were going out. So, and then it's gradually evolved to the antique tractors and steam engines on for the show.
So are we still going to still see the old steam, though, right?
Yeah, there's we're going to have one there this year. It's just so hard with the steam engines are such an expense to maintain every year, and look, there's a lot of guys that haven't certified them for the last 2 years because they weren't going anywhere to any shows. So luckily we have one that's certified that's coming to the show, and it'll be done. It's a Waterloo engine. I don't really know much about it. I've never seen this engine before.
Okay.
So
but we've got we're going to have tractor and equipment displays there, so we'll see you know, a lot of local folks and local businesses there. But do people travel from afar to be there?
Well, tell you the truth, just because of this year, because we're about, I think, the only steam show that's going on this year. I actually personally, the morning of the tractor caravan, I got a call from a gentleman from North Bay who's bringing some stuff down. So that's had some calls from, I've had to talk to a guy from Woodstock and quite a, you know, an area. There's some guys coming out just because there's nothing else going on and they want to come out and do something. So, and International Harvesters are a feature for this year, and we're tying that with Case, which was supposed to be our feature last year. So we're having kind of a co-feature this year and that. So that, you know, they tie into each other anyways, because Case ends up buying International in the early 80s anyway. So it works out.
Oh, okay. Why is, you know, for somebody who goes, okay, like, say, I saw the parade the other day, and then, you know, like, say, my father-in-law, he's got, I think, 13 or 14 tractors. He had a bunch sitting out at the side of the road there. Why is this important? What does all this matter to put this on?
It's for me, it's the history on everything. I enjoy it. I enjoy history on anything, but this is tractors. I grew up on a horse farm outside of Warwick. So we've always had tractors, I've had my Massey that I've restored. We've had it probably 30 some odd years. So it's just the history on these things. And a lot of the guys, it's the history, and they want to collect them and keep them up and keep the memory of what used to be alive, you know.
Well, yeah. So it's a celebration of tractors and farming, the industry itself, right? I like that you put the history point in there.
Yeah, that's it. And we have a couple history things that tie to forest that the club actually owns. We own the veneer mill and the shingle mill that were used in the forest basket factory.
Oh.
Yeah, we own them. And so they'll be on display for people to look at and stuff like that. And it's local history that they're both used. But we only found out a few years ago that the shingle mill wasn't actually used to make shingles. It was actually used to cut the bottoms of the baskets. So take the round part of the log and make the bottom the bottom for the actual basket. It was just an older gentleman that he was probably in his 80s or so when he was there, and he was telling us about it because we had no idea. We just thought it was used for cutting cedar shingles like they would, but that was actually used in the basket factory for cutting the bottoms out for the baskets.
Interesting. So we're going to learn a lot of stuff when we come out there.
Oh yeah. There's always lots to learn. There's lots of, you know, feel free. There's the, you know, myself, I'm president, and then there's the other directors. We all wear the same color shirt, or it's a different shirt every day of the weekend, but it's a fluorescent yellow or fluorescent green or fluorescent orange shirt. And, you know, if you have questions, they can come see anybody.
We can tackle anybody with one of those shirts and say, hey, I got a question for you.
If you got a question, if we personally can't answer it, we probably know the person that can. And that's the big thing is if we have questions, we're willing to answer them. We like to explain what's going on and everything that's going on, you know, what we're doing.
It's really nice to see this happening, eh, Dale, you know, considering, you know, what everybody on the planet has just gone through. And, you know, we even saw a little bit of it there on the weekend when we saw the tractors. People were socializing and just really grateful for being outside again. But there's still that being said, while things are a little bit laxed, there's still some guidelines to follow along while people are at the steam threshold.
Oh yeah. Show. Yeah. We would appreciate everybody if they would wear a mask when they're on the ground, especially we're having a beer garden area, especially when you're in there, if you're sitting at the table or on one of the bleachers and having a drink or whatever. Yeah. But if you're traveling through the beer tent, we would like everybody wearing a mask if they can, just to be on the safe side. Like, we're trying to do something for everybody to get out, but we want to be safe about it. And we're following all the guidelines set out by Lambton Public Health and that area to make sure we try and do our due diligence and everything is up to snuff and try to keep everybody as safe as we can. You know, our main thing is keep people safe.
Now, one of the things I like about going to, like, you know, things like this, and I think the forest fair is probably happening again and some other fairs, not all of them, but you get out in the country, man, and I just love the food that's around there. Is there going to be some of that going on?
Yeah. We're going to have a few things going on. The Big Daddy's Fry Truck that's up at Canaterra Park, they're supposed to be coming out for the weekend. And then John Knox Christian School, I think it's this, I don't know if it's the school or church. Don't quote me on this. They're bringing a motorhome up, and they're going to be doing beef and pork on a bun for the weekend. And then the Godfathers in Forest is going to make pizzas, and the club itself is going to sell them at the show. So there's going to be food on site and that. So, you know,
any homemade pies?
No homemade pies this year. No. It's one of those things where, we had to make some sacrifices somewhere. So that was kind of it. Next year there'll be pies. That'll be the big thing. It's just, we didn't know up until like 5-6 weeks ago whether or not we were doing the show at all. So it's been really fast timeline trying to get things done. And with the COVID and everything we have to follow, that's put some extra work on our part that we've got to, you know, do our due diligence through and get working. So it's taken up a lot of our time. We're busy, but we enjoy it. And when it comes to show time, we're gonna enjoy ourselves. So that's good. Sure. So
it starts this Friday and goes through to the 15th. But what's happening? There's a parade of power happening, right?
Yeah, the parade of power is happening both Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m. So that's where everybody with, you know, not everybody, but a lot of the guys with tractors on site, we line up on the horse track and then they go by, and we each guy, person on the tractors get handed a card. You fill out your name, your make, model, year, and any specifics you want on your tractor. And then we collect those all up. And then they, as the tractor goes by in the line, they get announced and who's driving, what tractor they're on. And it, you know, brings out, it gets a lot of people to see what, and maybe they don't know what the make of the tractor is, that they learn about it. And then you can see, and it's a real, we have a good time because we always line up. The steam engine usually goes first. Then we have our feature tractor goes next, and then everybody else will go in behind it. And since IH or internationals are our main feature this year, it's going to be a big feature because there's a nice. Lot of international tractors. A lot of our members have international tractors. So it's going to be a quite a big show by way of tractors. If some of these guys bring even maybe half of the internationals they have, it'll be a big show. And we're hoping it's, you know, we're expecting a big show, and we're hoping we have a big show. And
I kind of wanted to ask, like, you know, I know it's hard to predict with the last 2 years of things not happening, but are you expecting a good turnout from the public?
Oh, I think so. I think there's going to be a lot of turnout because the farming community, like I said, the farming community hasn't been able to get out and look at, go to any kind of farm show, in a year and a half, 2 years now. So I believe it's going to be busy. It's, like I said, we're going to have a lot of fun. And Friday night, starting at 6:30, we're having the Ontario Vintage Tractor Pullers Association. They're sanctioning a pull that night. So they're having a pull that night, but anybody that brings a tractor to our show is allowed to pull with them, even if they're not a member of their organization. And then Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m., they're having another pull, and that goes till 5 o'clock. And like I said, anybody that's there with a tractor is more than welcome to pull with them.
Nice.
And then at 6 o'clock on Saturday night, we're having our out of the field pull. So that's basically anybody with a tractor it's basically non-modified. So it's one you use out in the field every day. You bring it up, show it and pull and see how you go. And it's a great rivalry because a few of the neighbors come out and they like to pull against each other for bragging rights to see who can pull the farthest and stuff. So it's a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun. So we enjoy it. So
I'm looking forward to being out there. I know I'm going to be out there. We're going to do some live streaming of some of the events, and I'll have the drone out there too. But really the best way to experience it all is to be there. What's it cost for people to come through the gate and enjoy the show?
It's $10. It's $10 admission for the week, or for each day. But we tell you, or it's $20. $20 you can get in the whole weekend.
Perfect. So that gives me Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for $20.
Yeah, and Sunday, if you want to come out, if there are people coming in off the street on Sunday, it's just by donation only for that day.
Okay.
So just we're going to have somebody out there with collecting donations at their main gate. And the best way to get in is to come in off the gate that we're going to have open is off of Hubbard Line.
Okay.
In Forest. So if people are coming from, let's say, the 402, take Forest Road right up to Queen Street in Forest, turn left and go down, that turns into Hubbard Line, and you'll see our there'd be signs out in town directing you which way to go anyways, but that's the easiest way to get there and come in off of Hubbard Line, and we'll direct you where to park from there.
And we'll probably have the showmobile there, the show on the go, I'm going to have out there with the flashy lights, so we'll probably park me near the gate so you can
look at the yellow flashing light. Yeah, we appreciate you coming out and stuff.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. I'll be honest, I've never really covered an event like this. I've been to them, so there's the little boy in me that's excited to come back, and I'm excited to be a part of it as well. So I think it's really important for not just the farming community, but for surrounding communities to come out and see what it's all about and enjoy some good social activity, I guess, that we've all been looking for.
Yeah, that's right. That's what it is. It's a good social activity because some of these guys that come to the show, we don't see till the next year. Like there's a lot of, we talk like old friends all weekend and then we don't see each other for a year. So that's good. And it's been basically 2 years since we've been able to do that. So,
yeah. So there'll be a lot of catching up going on. That's for sure.
There will be. Yeah. That's right.
Dale, thank you so much for being here. And I'm looking forward to seeing you on the weekend there as well. And I will be reaching out to you. I just need some instructions for what I'll be doing on the weekend. But is there anything else you want to put out there to people before I let you go?
No, that's it. Well, we have entertainment all 3 days, basically Friday night, we're having Dave and Colt out there from Petrolia area, I believe.
Okay.
And then Second Wind, they're going to be Saturday afternoon. They're from the Watford area. And then Forest Pioneers is going to be playing at 8 p.m. And they're from Forest area. They're all, you know, all local, kind of local bands we have booked for the weekend. And then on Sunday afternoon, they're just basically having a jamboree. So just bring your instrument and, you know, play with them. That's what they want, you know.
Sounds good. Perfect. Thanks again, Dale. We'll look forward to seeing you on the weekend.
Yeah. Glad to see hope to see you too, Dave.
All right. Thank you. Take care. Dale Hillier from Steam Threshers. Going to be happening out in Forest at the Forest Fairgrounds. Starting to feel like things are coming back to reality again. Isn't that nice, right? And like I said, the farming community, definitely look forward to getting out there. But everybody, get together and get out there. If you've never been to a Steam Thresher show, this is your opportunity. Like I say, I was telling Dale, I remember going, my mom taking me every year when I was a little boy, and went with my grandpa. Yeah, so some good, sorry, I'm some good memories coming out there for me. Why not go out there and create some new memories again at the Western Ontario Steam Threshers, August the 13th to the 15th at the Forest Fairgrounds. And I'll be there broadcasting live, as well as I'll have the drone up in the air to give you some cool shots. But for only $10 or $20 for the whole weekend, you can get in and enjoy that. Thanks again, Dale, for being here. Okay, well, before I go, I'm kind of doing things bass-ackwards. I normally would do this at the beginning, but I just want to remind you, tour Ontario's Blue Coast and get rewarded. You can download the app, Ontario's Blue Coast, either on the Apple Store or the Google Play Store. And when you're going around the area in Lambton County, you can get rewarded and earn some gift cards and some points and probably learn a few things about the area that you didn't know about. So Ontario's Blue Coast, download the app and get rewarded by having some fun in Lambton County. And thanks to Ontario's Blue Coast and Tourism Sarnia Lambton for putting that together as well. Of course, the jam in Germain Park. We want to remind you, Mr. J was on here earlier, and every Wednesday in August, it's going to be happening out there as well. So we look forward to hopefully getting out there and seeing some of that. The 999th Legion for Child Rights is a Sarnia chapter of supporters for children's rights. I am proud to be one of the members, and we happen to ride motorcycles too. And if you want to find out more, you can go to 999thlegionsarnia.com. I will also post that in the comments after the show as well. And we're going to be doing some pretty cool things you're going to want to pay attention to here in the area as well. Let me make sure I got everything. Yes, No One Stands Alone. This booklet, A Guide to Resources and Supports for Mental Health. This is the Sarnia Lambton edition. I do have it here. I've got all my books, right? I got books on ships. I got my No One Stands Alone, and you should have a copy of this too to share with anyone who might need some mental health support. And it's just so informative. And you can go to No One Stands Alone to online to find, like, there's stuff in here. I was like, wow, I didn't even know that place existed. So go online to find out where you can get your copy. But it's noonestandsalone.ca is where you can go to find out where you can get your copy of this important book in our community. And thanks again to my guest, Mr. J, for being here. And of course, Dale Hillier from the Western Ontario Steam Threshers Association. Say that five times fast. I'll be out there on Saturday. And thanks to all of you. I really do appreciate you. And remember, you know, even though guidelines are loosening up, you still need to wear a mask. Still need to social distance and be respectful of each other's decisions out there, right? That's all the time I got for you this week. Have a great week and an even better weekend. I will see you next time right here on the show. Bye for now.